supercharging your recruiting game. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 90. Well, here we are, episode number 90. Can't believe it. Been going at this for a while. I'm John Hugel, your host of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm a recruiting coach, recruiting expert, also an author, and as you found out, a podcaster as well. So good to have you along. This episode, 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future guaranteed. The sponsor of this podcast is the number one how-to recruiting book. It's called The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. I wrote it. It's available on Amazon. Lots of people picking it up, and for less than $15, you can too. And if you just want to do it on Kindle, it's a whole lot less. It's on Amazon. You can find every episode of this podcast at my website, recruitme.com, but it's easier on an app, the Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, others, your favorite device. And I do want to make available to you for the second week now, it's the Recruiting Power Pack. It's resources in 3D is what I call it, because you got yourself the first steps to an athletic scholarship, which is a PDF that will introduce you to athletic scholarships and give you something solid if you're just starting. If you've already been going at this for a little while, maybe let's get you back to the starting line to make sure you're doing it right. Go get that. It's free on my website at recruitme.com. It's part of the Recruiting Power Pack. The second thing I have for you is an audio on when and how to use video. I'm going to say a little bit about video in this episode, but you can just download that MP3 file and listen to it. Very short, and help clarify some things for you. And the third thing, this is really helpful. It's a template for your player profile or resume. You can create your most important recruiting tool with this easy-to-use fillable form. All these three things are part of my Recruiting Power Pack. Go get it. It's all digital. Recruitme.com. Recruit-me.com. Supercharging your recruiting game. That's our topic today. I'm starting a four-part series on this. So supercharging your recruiting game, part one today. We're getting close to summer. I want you to be supercharged. Summer recruiting season is ideal because every single college sport is out of season. Coaches are recruiting. Please get ready for that. That's one advantage. Second advantage is you've got the time. Great opportunity to get yourself in front of college coaches. You can use some of the time that athlete that you'd be in school and use it in order to do your part. Parents, I don't think it's going to be any less busy for you than it is during the rest of the year, but at least you can spend some time working with your son or daughter and making the summer count. So it's supercharging your recruiting game. Got four episodes that I'll be dealing with this. So in this episode, what I'm going to introduce to you are three things where you can invest in recruiting. There's so many ways that you can spend money at this, and you may have discovered that already. I mean, I'm talking thousands of dollars, and that's high risk. That's high risk because just spending the money doesn't mean you're going to get the scholarship. That's not what does it. You got to put your dollars in the right place and get a return, huge return. I'm here to tell you that you don't have to spend a lot of money to get an athletic scholarship. I mean, very little. I'm going to go through three things that will dispel some ideas that you might have, three expensive things that I'm going to knock down, because I want you to know, first of all, that you can do it. You can do it. You can get recruited. You can get your son or daughter recruited. You can get that scholarship. It is something that you can do on your own. And I am here to empower you. That's what I do. That's my job. Empower you, resource you, so you can get this done on your own. And you won't miss out on that athletic scholarship because you didn't have the money to do the recruiting, because you don't have to have a lot of money to do the recruiting. So here are three places where you can invest. I'm going to say something about each one. First of all, a service. Lots of services out there. A lot of big names out there. You may have been approached by one or two by now, and you're finding out that this is like $1,500 or $2,500. I've heard of families spending even more than that, with a lot of promises as to how that service can deliver for you and get your kid an athletic scholarship. I'm here to tell you that you can do the very same things they say they will do for you. You can do that on your own. You really can. And even if you do hire a service, pay for a service, you're going to do a lot of the work on your own. So what's the alternative? I'm going to give you where you can invest, and then I'll give you an alternative, because I don't want you to spend $2,500, $1,500, even $1,000, even $700, even $500. I don't want you to spend even I don't even want you to spend a couple hundred dollars, because you can do this for a lot less. So there are a lot of resources out there that are free. You got my Recruiting Power Pack. Now, that doesn't take you through everything you need to do for an athletic scholarship. You'd be so overwhelmed, you'd just say, this isn't for me. But there are other resources out there. Start with the Power Pack. Go to recruitme.com and download the Power Pack, the three items there, the first steps to an athletic scholarship, the audio on how to do video, and then the third thing is that template, which is worth its weight in gold. So you can get that. You can, if you want something step-by-step, you can go get my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Just go to Amazon for less than $15. You can have your step-by-step to an athletic scholarship. It's over 15 years of experience and success that I've worked with families on. $15. I mean, would you risk $15 for thousands of dollars possibility with an athletic scholarship? At least by reading the book, you know what's involved. The book is designed to teach you, to empower you to do this process on your own. And it's a step-by-step guide. You can spend more by going to the system page on my website. You can spend, say, $127, and you have even more. You get the written materials plus audio and other resources that you can look at under the system. So that's where you could go as well. But you don't have to spend thousands of dollars. You don't have to spend hundreds of dollars. Believe me, you don't have to do that. So I want you to know that. That is one thing that if you want to supercharge your recruiting game, don't rely on a service. You can do it on your own. Second way you can supercharge your recruiting game, and I have a question mark on this one. Recruiting website? In other words, finding these websites which have thousands, some tens of thousands of athletes. It's kind of the go-to place, you think, for coaches who want to find recruitable athletes. And I mean, they promote themselves well. They look good. No doubt about it. They do a great job in housing, I should say, athletes and their videos and profiles and that type of thing. A few of them are free, but if you want to really get the exposure, you have to spend money. So you could go to the recruiting websites. They aren't very expensive. They aren't very expensive. And so I'm not saying don't do that. You could, but don't expect coaches to go there. Some coaches do, but coaches who really do active recruiting, they don't rely on these websites. They don't rely on these sites where there are so many athletes and they got to fish through these athletes. That's not the way it works for them. They are more proactive than that, and they are interested in athletes who are interested in them. They don't want to fly blind in this in their recruiting efforts, just like you don't want to. So they don't go to this sea of profiles and resumes on these websites. Some do, most don't. So I'll be honest with you on that. Here's the alternative. Set up your own website. I mean, there are so many templates out there, WordPress, that you could set up your own website with your profile, video, contact information, all that you need. In fact, you could go to one of these website services, look what they're doing, and produce your own. There's some great templates out there. Parents, your son or daughter could do that. I'm not saying hire a web designer. Please don't do that. Don't hire a web designer, but you can do your own website. Second alternative is just, as far as the video is concerned, post that on YouTube. You don't even need a website. You could maybe have a Facebook page for your son or daughter's athletic competition and put the video there as well. But you could go to YouTube, put the video there, or build your own website. It's easy these days to do that, and all you're paying is the fee for hosting, and that's it. Now, if you want to use the website service, that's great, but you still got to send coaches there. Whether you use their service or whether you use your own, then you've got to go ahead and send coaches there. And the nice thing about having your own domain name is it's got your name on it. Jim Smith Baseball, Bobby Jones Hockey, Caitlin Jones Soccer, something like that. But unless you're a Fugler like I am, then you can actually get johnfugler.com because I did and nobody had it. I got a strange name and it works for something like this. So those are two things. Do you need a service? Do you need a recruiting website? No and no. Third thing, where do you want to invest in order to supercharge your recruiting game? A video producer? Do you need somebody to produce your video, shoot and produce it? Well, I'm saying that you don't have to do that. If you check some of these out, you know that it gets really expensive to do that. You could spend hundreds of dollars getting that done. But, and I'll talk more about this in one of the next 3 weeks, specifically about video, even thoughts that are beyond what I share with you in the audio that I'm offering in the Recruiting Power Pack. So I'm going to go a little bit deeper in that. But you can shoot the video on your own. Parents, you can do that. You can shoot these videos on an iPhone. Of course, if you want close-up, you need to get a decent video camera. Borrow one if you can do that. You don't have to have this professionally done. Coaches are not looking for talented video producers. They're looking for talented athletes. And you can showcase your son or daughter's ability in a simple video. You don't have to go out and get it done. The how-tos for shooting video are in the Power Pack, and I won't go into that right now, but make sure you go to recruitme.com and get your Recruiting Power Pack. And your son or daughter can do the editing. So parents, you may not know how to do it, but your son or daughter can figure it out. Well, that's it for now, and you can hear my dog bell, I think, in the background. There you go. There's Biscuit, my dog. She's my dog bell when somebody comes to the door. And I'm talking about, this is at the other end of the house, and you can hear her, I think. Maybe you can. She barks, and she's my dog bell. And with that, I'll leave you this week. Next week, we're going to hit it again with part two of Supercharging Your Recruiting Game. Between now and then, make sure you check out my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Very inexpensive way to make sure you know just about everything about recruiting. And the second thing is go to recruitme.com and get your free Recruiting Power Pack. Take care. God bless you. Have a fantastic week.